with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's track sensation Jaden Reid returned home to a hero's welcome on Thursday, and among those greeting him at Owen Roberts International Airport was the Honorable Isaac Rankin, Minister of Sports, who praised both the athletes' record-breaking performance and the overwhelming support showed by the community. Honorable Rankin says the moment reflects not just athletic excellence, but the strength of Cayman's support system behind its young stars.
I was so excited to be able to greet him as an athlete who has put in so much time and so much dedication to his craft, and then to break the collegiate record in the 200 meters. That was a phenomenal feat that shows the dedication, the perseverance, and the support by his parents. You can't forget them. They have put in a lot of time and effort to get him to where he is today, and I'm so pleased, especially with the support and the outpouring of love that he came out of the arrivals hall to today.
Reid stepped off the plane to cheers from government ministers, national athletes, fans, and a sea of Cayman flags. Prospect Primary School, where his sprinting journey first began, turned out in full force, students and teachers lining the terminal to celebrate one of their very own. The 20-year-old made history last week with a blistering 19.63 seconds in the men's 200 meters, a new NCAA record, world lead, meet record, championship record, and collegiate record, all in a single run. Cayman's National Flag Football Program is celebrating a strong international debut after both men and women's national teams finished third overall at the IFAF Central American Caribbean Tournament in El Salvador, Cayman's first ever appearance at the IFAF event. Women's national player Shayla Jordan says it was a tremendous success for Cayman.
Both teams earned bronze medals at our first IFAF-sanctioned Caribbean Championships, which really reflects the commitment and talent across the entire program. The women, we finished with a 3-1-3 record, and we just grew stronger as the tournament progressed. We had a slow start, but the group settled into rhythm, executed the game plan more consistently, and raised our level of play throughout the weekend. At Championship Sunday, we were playing some of the best flag football that we could ever play, and that helped us secure our third place. The men's team followed a similar path. They encountered a few challenges early in the competition, but they remained focused and resilient. Their ability to respond under pressure and deliver when it mattered most earned them a place on the podium. Having both national teams finish with medals at this event is a significant achievement.
Jordan adds that Cayman's composure under pressure was one of the biggest takeaways from that tournament.
International competition presents unique challenges. Teams face unfamiliar opponents, different styles of play, and the pressure that comes with representing their country. Both teams adapted really well and became confident with each game. For the women's team, the growth was really evident in our execution. The offense became more efficient, defense, we played with greater discipline, and several of our athletes who are new to the sport, they gained valuable experience competing at this level for the first time. Those contributions really made a big difference as the tournament went on. And for the men, their resilience was especially impressive. They stayed committed to their approach despite, you know, some of the setbacks, and they continued to compete with intensity. The determination is really what helped them finish strong and secure the bronze medal. Across the board, both teams, they were real consistent with their willingness to compete and adapt and support each other. So these qualities were a major, major factor in the success of what Cayman achieved in El Salvador.
The Cayman Islands Flag Football Association says they're beyond proud of both squads, calling the podium finish a major milestone and an exciting step forward for the sport locally. Cayman Basketball is calling the community to step out with purpose this weekend as preparations wrap up for its inaugural SEBA 5K Walk Run, a fundraiser designed to boost youth basketball and send Cayman's young athletes onto one of the biggest stages in sport.
This Sunday at 6:30 a.m. at the Arc, we're having our inaugural 5K Walk Run. And of course, this is all about, getting some great exercise, doing something awesome for your health, but you're doing it for an incredible purpose, and that is to support the Cayman Islands Basketball Association youth programs. And this year in particular, all of the funds are actually going to our AAU tournament in Orlando. So our national 18U basketball team, they're going to take part in the AAU World Championships, which is going to give them tremendous exposure on a great stage. It's going to be held at the ESPN Wild World of Sports.
SEBA President Colin Anglin says the event is more than a fitness challenge. It's a chance to help Cayman's top youth players compete against elite talent from across the United States while gaining visibility in front of college scouts and international coaches. Registration is open online, and organizers say they're making it as easy as possible for families, teams, and supporters to get involved.
We want to encourage people that they can go ahead and sign up. They can register on caymanbasketball.com/5k. They can also register on caymanactive.com, and they can also register in person this Saturday at the Observation Tower at Kimana Bay. So we will be there from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and so people can actually come and register there in person. So come out, support a great cause, help our kids go to the World Championships. We appreciate it.
The SEBA 5K walk run steps off this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. from the ARC in Kimana Bay. Proceeds go directly towards sending Cayman's U18 national team to the AAU World Championships in Orlando. And Elite Sports Club continues its championship celebrations after securing a second straight CIFA Premier League title, successfully defending the crown and cementing its status at the top of Cayman football. Captain Wesley Robinson says the back-to-back titles reflect the team's hard work and belief.
Honestly, proud for the team to win as well too, especially from the coaching staff, players, just the commitment put in, even with the fans as well too. They pushed us as well in certain games and helped us get across the line sometimes. It was a long, rigorous and stretched season, so it was really, really, really proud achievement just to get across that line and get back-to-back championships. So just happy to come out on top once again.
Elite sealed the championship in this month's Men's Premier League Finals, edging out rivals in a tightly contested title race to close out another impressive campaign. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.